Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get up, get up, get up, it's a get up show.
Hey, what's happening, party people? Only the sexy people. Ah, no, everybody. It's everybody. Come on in. It's cool. Hey, it's the Get Up Show here. I'm Sean. Charlie and Maddie are here with me.
Hello.
I would have to leave. That would
be the Simon Says podcast, number 58. It's really great to be on number 58.
It's really, really great.
So subscribe and like and clickety click, do your thing. We're glad you're with us today. Very excited to learn that the numbers are down pretty much across the country. 40% over the last month or so, 40% down on the positivity cases for the virus. Hospitals are, I'm not going to say clearing out, but the stress is not as hard on the hospitals. You see nurses on TV saying, yeah, it's getting better. You know, don't freak out. Don't go out and have a party yet, but it's getting better.
Not only that, but now that there's even now a third vaccine that's available, and it sounds like they're starting to get their act together on, you know, getting a better system for getting it rolled out. And
yeah. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer.
But Hold this, everybody. This just in.
I mean, it. Why isn't anyone talking about the fact that it's been winter time and people have been quarantining just by default? They haven't been going out. It's been raining nonstop, and we just haven't been out and about to spread it. I'm just worried that, like, today with this beautiful sunshine, people are going to get all excited and be like, let's go party, and then it's going to come back.
Yeah, but you're not taking into account Arizona, Florida, stuff like that, where
but there's not so many of us.
See, the dog agrees with me.
I know.
COVID alarm.
Tends to.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing, too, though, is with the warmer weather, that means people are going outside. So I feel like it's not as much of people going into a closed environment as it is inside.
Hopefully.
You know?
Hopefully so. And we know that Mississippi and Texas have said, screw y'all, we're open. Come on in, everybody.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the best.
Oh, yeah. They're like wide open. No masks, no nothing. Everybody 100%. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, all the businesses are open. Do you want to talk to your dog, or do we want to let it keep barking?
Well,
it's whichever.
You all continue talking. I'll take care of this.
Cool. Yeah, I'm surprised Florida didn't do the same thing, or did they effectively already do that?
Come on, Florida's. I already told you my brother-in-law was down there, and he was like, yeah, they're not really worried about any sort of thing as pandemic and whatnot. Yeah. So, I feel like they're a little premature on should we go ahead and fire things up. I really am glad that they finally relieved some of the restrictions on bars and restaurants. I know I was in Asheville that first weekend of, you know, North Carolina kind of dialing it back. Yeah. And you could tell, like, all the businesses were like, please come in here. But at the, you know, and the, for the most part, they were all being really good about still keeping track of how many people were in there and, and whatnot. But I mean, I get it. That more than anything, I feel for the those industries and those businesses who haven't been able to be open. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I hope I'm excuse me. I hope I'm wrong, because like I have friends who own bars and stuff, and they haven't been able to be open for, you know, almost a year. And they are hanging on by the skin of their teeth if they're even still open. And so I want them to be able to let people back in and get this thing rolling again, because it just, you know, for their livelihood, and because we all mentally, we all need it. We need to be around people.
I don't need to be around people so much, but I need to not hear people.
You need to be around me. You miss me.
I realized real quick too. That was the funny thing. We went out in Asheville, and it was like, I think by the end of the weekend, my wife and I were like, okay, that was enough people.
It's so people-y out here.
Back to the house.
I can dig it. So we've got a bunch of phone calls. Do we want to do those now? You want to wait a minute?
Sure. We can do that now. I got it ready. Let me know what you want. Caller one. Here we go.
Hey, Simon, this is Creed. I was calling in because I just heard the podcast about what the meaning of hawks are. Well, just a little bit of background. Hawks can be kind of doomsayers. They can let you know that somebody around you is doing something wrong, specifically maybe somebody close to you, a friend or a family member. But normally they would only do that if they presented themselves and when you would catch them staring at you or looking in your direction or looking at you. With a group of hawks flying around, it probably just means that you should clean up the trash and stop throwing chicken bones out in your backyard. But most of all, it is my understanding that one of them is probably presenting himself to teach Sean how to read a book once in a while. Dumbass. I'm sorry. I couldn't call it in. That was an easy cheap shot. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
All right, stop it right there for a second, because he's answering a question from a couple of podcasts ago, because, and it's still going on, man. I don't know if this is hawk mating season, because, again, I haven't read up on it at all. I was just hoping someone would give me an easy answer. But I'm seeing them everywhere all the time. There's just, it's hawk-a-rama. It's hawk-a-palooza.
Yeah. Are they, like, sitting on your back porch and staring at you, or you just happen to look up and there's hawks in the sky?
That was the part I liked. I like if a hawk is sitting and staring into your soul, it's like, all right, well, this is supernatural. But yeah, mine are up in the trees. Like I've got a couple that have been circling the neighborhood. And again, we still have to keep an eye on the tiny little could be food.
Tiny dogs.
Yeah. Little trembly dog. Well, are you finding that you're seeing them more too? So I'm not special?
Yeah, I am. I have been noticing more hawks. And although, like I said, none of them have been staring me into the soul. Although I do like that idea that someone has done something wrong. I'm now going to interrogate everyone in my family. Yeah. I saw a hawk. What did you do?
There's a hawk out there. You're guilty.
What did you do?
I even saw, walking in my house the other day, I heard one, and as I looked up, it was a kestrel flying right over me. Over me.
A whole orchestra?
Okay. Go ahead and next call.
Hey, Simon, morning show. I heard you talking about your tire and who should pay for it. A suggestion is if you had your GPS or you have a way of checking to see where you've been and you can prove that you were on, I think you said it was I-40 by doing that. And then your tire thing, when that blew, that should say exactly when it blew. You could call the state police, because I'm sure that they had to make a report on it, and show them the reports from your car. Call your insurance, you know, get a thing from the police saying that that really happened and or could possibly have happened. And then
what do you mean?
You could call your
to save the message. Press one.
Oh, what happened?
To move to you are deleted.
Oh, it dropped out on her. She was so smart. And she was going to help me. Here's the backstory on that. I was driving down 40 the other day, and there was like a bed frame splattered all in the road at my exit. I was exiting at the Curry Convention Center exit, which is, by the way, one of the most luxurious exits on 40. It's one of my favorite.
Never take that one.
Oh, it's
a lot of lanes.
You really have to try it. It's luxurious, double lanes, and then you can get up there, you can split off. But anyway, I was coming down towards it, and there's cars everywhere, and as I'm getting into my exit lane, I see all this crap, and it looks like a bed frame all in pieces, and so I swerve around it amazingly skillfully, and miss all the big parts, but then I hit a little part and it goes boom, 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 all under my car. And I'm thinking, oh, gee whiz, that might be a scratch. And as I get to the bottom of the exit, my dashboard lights up, red lights that says tire defect.
And oh, no.
So then I drove from there all the way home on a quickly flattening tire, got to the driveway on 9 pounds of air. Miraculous, man.
So it like plummeted out.
Yeah.
That doesn't just really work, but yeah.
I just feel like what she's saying is a lot of work to do for a tire.
Yeah, I ain't doing it.
it's almost like you have to find your tire. First of all, ever since the Tiger Woods accident, I realized that certain cars have a black box.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me with the amount of computers in cars these days. But so it's almost like saying, if you can prove that you are on this road at this time and it corresponds with a state police incident report, that you might be able to file. It's like, all right, I'm...
But if it had like torn out the undercarriage of your car, that's one thing. But I feel like it's just too much work for a tire.
It is. And it's already been fixed. And even better news, I did not require a new tire. My best friends at Steve's Friendly BP plugged that baby like the old days.
Woohoo!
Have you ever tried to do that yourself, by the way?
No way. Are you kidding me?
I did almost more damage to a tire than it was worth. Like, I let out so much air trying to get the stupid plug in that I was dangerously driving to an air pump. It was pretty
adorable.
Neat. Oh, yeah. Well, do-it-yourself project number.
So I was there at Steve's waiting for him to plug the tire, and I was wearing my new blue jacket, my new blue Elvis Speedway 1963 jacket.
Yes.
And I'm standing there on the sidewalk, and a lady pulls up and thinks I work there because of my jacket. And so I think, yes,
wait, were you over by the full serve section? Because they're one of the few full serves I've ever seen.
Standing by the front door, and she wanted to get her air checked and her tires.
Well, did you help her?
Of course I did.
Good, man.
Charged her $75 for air. All right, what's the next call?
Hey, Simon, good morning. I know what happened yesterday with the 50s home ec quiz. Maddie thought that Charlie said, how many ounces is in half a gallon? Half a gallon, not a full gallon. So
exactly.
It was totally okay, Maddie. I know what happened. There you go. Have a great day.
Isn't that sweet?
Well, you're so nice, but that is giving me way too much
just say yes,
credit.
Maddie, and move along. Come
Look,
on.
Man, I'm an honest
She's
person.
She's helping you out.
Well. But the worst part is, Charlie asked how many ounces in a gallon. Maddie said 64, and Charlie said, you're right.
I'm pretty sure I said half a gallon.
I'm pretty sure you didn't, and it's on tape.
Should we go back and listen to the tape?
Yeah,
tapes have been destroyed.
Hold on.
Sorry.
File not found.
All right. I won't put you through it, but I can say that I was so embarrassed and terrified that I couldn't address it at the time. Because I was just
that was it.
If my memory serves, I think you also shouted out 64, but
that's not true.
Won.
No, Maddie won. Maddie's the one that got
know.
It.
No,
as my memory
but you didn't
remembers,
correct him.
No,
or did
he yelled out? Oh my God, you're so right! I can't believe how right you are.
Yeah.
You've done it again, you magnificent man, you.
If you actually knew the answer was 128, why didn't you, sir, say, no, Charlie, no, Maddie, that is incorrect. You did not.
Because the bit was going too long already, and I wanted you to wrap
it up. Sure, okay.
If you want the truth, it was long.
Okay.
Next call.
Hey, Simon. Please do us all a favor and remove Closing Time from your rotation.
No!
The only time that song should ever be played is when the bar is closing or something else stupid is happening. We do not need to hear that song first thing in the morning or the middle of the afternoon. Besides, the song just sucks. Thanks!
But how will we know about some other beginning's end?
Yeah, come on, man. That's how we learned about snakes eating their own tail.
I want you to look at that beginning's end very carefully. I want you to stare into that beginning's end and watch that beginning coming out of it before you make a comment like that.
Ew.
That song is deeper and bigger than all of us.
Whoa, don't say that about that end.
You know, and the bar could be closing at 8 a.m. You don't know.
See, that's the thing. And when people make comments like that, I mean, he's entitled to his opinion. I think that's awesome that he's comfortable enough to call us up and say
that. Yeah.
But You don't know what's going on in anybody else's life. And for somebody, that is their song. That is the song that puts them exactly where they need to be. And they just got off work. Whatever time of the day it is, somebody's getting off work. And that is their thing, man. So, no, we can't take that song off the air. But I love that he called and said that.
Love your passion, sir.
No doubt. That's great. And somebody says that about whatever your favorite song is. Whatever song you think is the best song, somebody feels that way about it.
We have songs that we play that I have never liked, even though they were huge hit songs. And for I have no good reason why I don't like them. I just never liked them. But I understand that somebody does or we wouldn't be playing them.
Just like Ain't Gonna Button More, Big Fat Woman?
Man. That's Joe Tex, not... he's money.
Yeah, he is.
No, like simple songs like Walking on Sunshine. I never liked that song.
What's next?
Yo, Simon, how you guys doing? Happy Thursday. Hey, this is Tommy. I want to see you guys. I want to see you guys on TikTok. I want to see. I've never seen TikTok. I've seen it on the news. But I don't know what the hell it is. So you get on there and let me know, and I want to watch. Okay, thanks.
We found our target audience.
I love you, Tommy. Tommy's so cool. He's the best, man. I signed up for TikTok.
Did you? I have a TikTok account. I just haven't really attempted that. I forgot to tell you, I found a new punishment for my child. I was yelling at her to clean out her room, and she was like, yeah. And finally, like the third day, because I'm such a strict parent, I was like, all right, give me your phone. And I said, from this day forward, if you do not do something I ask you to do, I'm allowed to post on your Snapchat.
No!
Oh, I got a reaction out of that one.
Dad!
And I was like, I can't wait. Hello, everybody. Snappity Chat. It's me, Snappity Chat Man.
That would be awesome.
I want to see that.
But, you know, you got to adapt. So maybe that'll be the next thing is I'm like, just wait. I'm going to start my tickety talks. And
you got to do it, man, because the reason I signed up, and of course, it's a, what do you call it? It's an app. And so I've got the screen up. I'm pulling it up right now. Oh, shoot. Oh, no, there it was. But I'm still at the sign up for TikTok page where it says create a profile, follow Zibbity Zoo. But it wants me to put more info in here than I want. It wants me to continue with Facebook or Twitter, which I don't remember my login, or other things.
And continue with Facebook, and that way you don't have to put new login stuff in there. You've already done it on Facebook.
But the thing is, I haven't even finished signing up for it. And it's already sending me alerts to my phone. So my phone will light up and I'll think, oh my God, someone wants to talk to me. And I get over there and it's Twitter saying, hey, you ever put popcorn in your nose? Watch this.
Let's see. See, mine comes up and I can do it, but it seems like a lot of work. There's a lot of buttons.
Come on, man. I need you to start this so I'll be motivated to start this.
Hey guys, it's a first TikTok and wait.
You can't do that. You can't start it by announcing it's your damn TikTok.
That's like,
you have to get right to the content.
What if I put a sticker on it? Wait, hold on. I'm going to put a sticker.
Are you serious? You can't do that. You have to.
Hashtag all in this together.
Killing me.
Oh, no.
Why don't you just put the laughing emoji with the tears and part your hair on the side and wear skinny jeans while you're at it, oldie?
Where's that sticker? All right.
No, but you got to jump right in. Jump right in with your best material. Don't announce that you're making a TikTok.
No, but see, I think all the best ones are where I like the ones like from our demographic who have no idea how this works. My favorite ones that there's this comedian that I follow, and she shares Christina P, and she shares like her favorite TikToks. And the best ones are the ones of the people who don't understand how the app works and thinks that like I'm sending a message to one person or like,
but they're sending it to everybody.
Like, hey everybody, I hope you're having a great day, and I'm gonna try to pick up some milk on the way home, okay?
You gotta do it, man. You gotta get right to it. Okay, if you were going to make one, And get serious about this. Let's don't be so silly about it, because clearly this is the most important thing going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were going to make one, what would you make one about? Right off the top. Quick. Come on.
I don't know, because that's the thing we talked about. So like the idea of doing like a quick review of something or, you know.
Okay. Stop right there. No. What would you review? What's the first thing that comes to mind? What would you review?
Bourbon?
Okay, bourbon.
There so, you go, you're an expert.
So it starts off, you're holding the bourbon straight up to the camera, and that's how it starts. Hey, it's Maddie's review of this bourbon. Sucks. Here's why. And you
Bernie.
Get right to it.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? You get right to it. You got me then. You're holding the bottle of bourbon next to your face
guys.
In the camera.
So this is my first TikTok, and I'm still figuring this out. Let me see what I'm supposed to do here.
But then when do we get into the fast cut edits and the dance routines?
Oh, that's way down the line.
That comes, man.
Like, which is the one where I have to dance naked in front of, like, with the red light?
Oh, wow. That's years from now. Please, no.
No. You do two reviews, then you dance naked. It says so right here.
Okay, got it. Hold on. Two naked, then one. Oh, wait. I got that backwards. Hold on.
Yeah, no. Do two reviews, then dance naked, then two reviews.
Okay.
Got it.
That's how you do it.
All right. I will. Okay. I promise that because we have been talking about this, I will try it. And I will try to find a way to share it. That's the next thing.
Good. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you. Because once you start it, that's going to make me want to start it.
What if I can I wear a mask? I don't like my face.
Bro, your face is beautiful. How many times have I told you how cute you are?
So what, you want to be like the horse head guy?
I guess. I don't know.
No, but seriously.
I'm self-conscious on camera.
Seriously. How many times have I told you how cute you are?
You could do your Touchy the Clown costume.
That's too much work.
It's still
a lot
face.
Of makeup.
Seriously, Charlie, back off for a minute. I'm talking to him. How many times have I told you how cute you are?
I mean, you tell me all the time, but I mean, it's hard.
So you're saying my words mean nothing?
I mean, in this instance, they do.
They mean nothing.
They're empty.
Wow,
what?
He really
you're
said
just
that.
You're just telling me what I want to hear.
Sometimes that's not true. I mean, sometimes I do tell you what you want to hear. But in this particular case, that's
I feel
true.
Like you just want me to beat you to the punch as the oldest guy on TikTok.
Wow, he tells you what you want to hear.
And then he won't take it.
He wants me to do it for the show.
Okay, now you back off, Maddie. Charlie, can you believe this?
You know, Maddie has... First of all, Maddie, there's so many other Maddies out there. They won't know it's you. They'll think it's that other guy. Yeah. Looks just like you. And second of all, you're too hard on yourself.
Oh, well, you guys are really sweet. This has been a nice, touching moment trying to get me to do a stupid video.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. And
but
I will go home tonight. I got a new bourbon to try. And so I'll put it in my special glass. And I will do a... How long do the videos have to be?
Short.
Shorter the better.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I want it straight. I mean, your audience wants it straight to the point.
See?
And gone.
Ah, you dirty son of a bitch. All right.
See? Bourbon, sip, Bernie, scratchy, itchy. Boom. You're done.
Yeah.
Up to stomach diarrhea?
If there's time.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well... I'll try it tonight, and then I'll. I've already tried to get my kid to show me what I need to do, but of course that went over as you would expect.
Dad.
Yeah, mine too. Mine had no interest in that. She was busy.
Maybe you want it.
All right. If I'm the TikTok kid, then are you going to be the Snapchat guy?
Me?
Yeah.
I know what that is. No, I'm doing TikTok too.
All right. Well, what are you going to do?
TikTok too.
I'm going to do. I'm going to introduce old crap. I'm going to have like an artifact of the day.
That's
oh God!
So exciting!
In that one room alone, you've got a year's worth of videos.
I can't wait.
Years worth of stuff. Like I could show you a Jocko the Monkey rubber toy that is disintegrating and dripping onto itself.
Oh
that
boy!
Sounds
that neat?
Lovely. That sounds like something you should definitely have in your house.
You love my monkeys. You guys are both terrified by my monkeys.
Yeah, you have all the weird, creepy monkeys, not cute.
Yeah.
Every one of yours is absolutely horrifying.
You know, like that picture, like that old-timey picture from back in the 20s of the kids dressed up for Halloween and all their costumes are horrifying and scary?
Yeah.
Like, that's the toys you have in your room. It's like, look at these terrifying toys from back in the day. Look what children of the 20s used to have to play with. And think
that's
like
why kids were tough.
When you see the very first Mickey and Minnie at Disney World and they look like mass murdering mice.
I've got some of those too. I've got a Mickey toothbrush holder from back then. Oh, speaking of which, we were talking the other day about sharing a toothbrush and how that's like, for some reason that's shunned and people don't like it when you borrow their toothbrush or share their toothbrush. But I'll tell you, back in the day, I was probably 20. 19, 20, 21, whatever. My girlfriend and I, when we would travel, we would carry one toothbrush. And we went to visit my grandmother on the Eastern Shore one time, and she noticed that. She was like, well, where's your toothbrush? I said, well, that's our toothbrush. What?
Yeah.
That's your... What? Where's her toothbrush? No, that's our... We both use that toothbrush. My God.
It's too close.
That's close. That is what I call close. Oh, my God. You must be in love. But there's something that happens. You know, that was back in the late teens, early 20s. There's something that happens, and you lose that. Like, that no fear thing that you have. Like, I would no more use somebody's toothbrush now.
You start realizing how gross things are. When you're that age, you don't notice.
Yeah, okay. So here is my thought on that. Because ever since we talked about it, it's one of those things. If you're using a toothbrush to scrape. Now, granted, you've got toothpaste on it, but you're still scraping the bad stuff out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And it's one thing, you know, that everyone's like, well, if you kiss your significant other, what's the difference? I'm like, yeah, but I don't get in there and try to pry food out.
Yeah. You know,
I'm not trying to be gross. But I'm saying, like, we're like, I'm not like, get that out of there.
Right.
Like, I brush my tongue. I don't want my wife to then put that in her mouth. I don't know. That's my thought.
Back then, it's not just the toothbrush thing. It's the whole...
Ow.
Not being afraid of anything back then. Like, I told y'all that story about that time I was at the Econo Lodge partying down and left the room to walk around and found a pizza outside another room and ate it.
Right.
Yeah.
Would never do that.
Well, it starts like, okay, as we all have a teenager that lives in our house, and they do not realize how gross some things they do are. They don't care. It doesn't bother them, whatever. And then eventually you grow out of that and you're like, oh my God, it's all so gross. But that's kind of where you're at when you're in your 19s and 20s and stuff. You're still not aware of how disgusting the world is. So you're like, whatever, I don't care.
Maybe it's a rebellious thing, and maybe you even embrace it at that point and you don't realize that you're doing it when you're at that age, because it's rebel without a cause all the time. You know, or maybe that was for me anyway.
You know how, like, when a lot of times when people are young couples and you go home to visit your parents and your parents make you sleep in separate bedrooms or whatever? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I would let you sleep in the same room before I would want to know that you share a toothbrush.
Yeah, I mean,
that's too close.
Yeah, that's almost like an exact intimacy thing. Like, oh, that's. Yeah, I don't know why that freaks me out so hard. I mean, it's like I wouldn't want to use, and for other reasons too, but I wouldn't want to use my wife's deodorant, or I wouldn't want to use...
People do that all the time.
You know,
deodorant doesn't bother me.
The towel thing, that was the other thing. And it goes beyond the fact that it's already wet. Like, I just, you know, I have to dry things on my body, and then
you're clean when you dry those things.
You're worried about sharing crack. You're worried about it been in a crack and then going in another crack.
But then I don't know why that bothers me, because then I turn around and use the same towel on myself the next day, and it's probably, at least it's my crack in my face.
But it's a clean crack.
And I also, you know, it's not that I have a problem with my wife's crack. It's like, yeah. I mean, depends what you're into.
We're sorry, Nikki.
But there's a crack to face problem that you have, and the towel is the delivery of the problem.
Well, that's like a washcloth. Like, I wouldn't share someone's washcloth.
Well,
I don't even use a washcloth.
I don't either. Oh, that's another problem. I was at my cousin's house one time getting ready to take a shower, and he's like, well, let me get you a washcloth. And I said, no, that's okay, I don't use it. He's like, what? And then he goes and comes back with a brand new bar of soap in the box. He said, here, use this.
Because he didn't want you rubbing his bar of soap all over your body.
But He said the words,
take this brand new bar of soap, run that up your crack, and then take it with you.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want me using his soap. And I said, it's soap.
But okay. So if you're a person, now, when I use bar soap, I put it in my hands, rub it all around and get a whole bunch of lather, put the bar down,
right,
and then put the lather on me. But some people take the bar of soap and rub the bar all over their bodies. So I get where he's coming from.
I learned that from the Coast commercials back in the early 80s. That's how I learned that you did not need a washcloth and that you used the soap to wash yourself. Remember Coast, where it would open your eyes?
Right. Hey, here's some pot talk for the shower. Did you ever, like, ever really think about the fact that you never actually wash your back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not unless you have one of those things on a stick.
Falafel.
Like, how is it your back is okay, but like I wash my stomach all the time, but how's that any different? Like, do I just...
Because you spill stuff on the front, not on the back.
Generally.
It's a great question, and there are people who are fanatics about washing their backs who are disgusted by you right now. You're a filthy back person, and I can't talk to you anymore.
All I right. think shampoo runs down your back, so you get soap on it. But
does
of
it?
Course, you don't use shampoo because you're bald, so I don't know what you're doing over there.
Yeah, he just uses a chamois.
He has a dirty back.
I saw something the other day. It's a suction cup thing that you can stick to your shower so you can rub your back on it. So maybe I need to get one of those.
Now you're just throwing money. Just give me that amount of money.
That disposable money.
However much that costs, I'll take that money from you. And
take my money and double it.
You won't need to go through all that. Don't worry about it, man. I'll take that money from you. Hey,
all right.
That's about it. Listen, we appreciate it. If you ever want to call us and perhaps be part of this podcast, the Simon Says Podcast, our number available from any newfangled telephone is 336-373-0987. Be sure to check out our website, 987simon.com. You can listen to our daily morning show there. We're the Get Up Show, and you can join us for Bet You Won't Play It Friday when we play actual requests. Yes?
You can also request songs there, so give that a shot.
Oh, hell yeah. Maddie put up a new thing where you can get in there. There's a request section where you fill out your info and plug in requests. Are we getting any? You don't know. You hadn't even checked.
No, I did check.
You just sent it out, though. It just went out like yesterday. So it's
I don't care.
It's
I want results.
New.
I want them now. I want them now.
Okay. Well, then we have a delightful request for Cannibal Corpse.
that guy from Germany that wants you to play that Bering Strait band.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Woot Gertz yep. calls every day for Bering Strait by Bering Strait. I've listened to it. It's kind of neat.
Woot, there it is.
It is not bad. It is just extremely long bluegrass.
Mm-hmm. And metal bluegrass. Metal German bluegrass, which is the best kind.
Of course.
So, yeah, join us next time. We love you to pieces. Charlie, final thoughts.
Wash your back, wash your front, wash it all, but don't share a toothbrush.
Maddie?
I gotta go. This hawk is staring me deep in the eyes, and I think something's up.
Gotta go interrogate my family.
Be careful out there. They've got beaks, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.